You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
This past week, the world witnessed human beings at the highest office displaying base behaviors of rage, jealousy, vindictiveness, greed, and ego-driven pomposity. So it's more than a little ironic that if we want to seek out the kind of virtues we should aspire to, we need to look no further than the animal kingdom. Take the mighty elephant, for example. Well, take one anywhere far and you have to fly it. This observation by David Attenborough has been making the rounds on social media. When an elephant needs to be airlifted, its cage is filled with tiny chicks. Not shorties, but baby chickens. You see, despite its enormous size, or because of it, it's painfully aware of the possibility of crushing a living thing. So the elephant stays perfectly still, and by doing so, refrains from shifting around and affecting the balance of the aircraft. By studying elephant brains, scientists have discovered the presence of fusiform cells, which are rare neurons also found in humans. They relate to self-awareness, empathy, and social perception. Leonardo da Vinci said, "The elephant embodies uprightness, reason, and temperance." And this is wild. When an elephant feels its end is near, it moves away from the herd to die in solitude to save the young ones the pain of watching him die. That's noble dignity embodied in what some would call a lesser creature. The lesson here for leaders, if you want to know how to act as a human being entrusted with the mantle of power, maybe try acting like an animal. I'm Cal Cote. The dam has burst open for June and I'm drowning in awesome new music. So let's make it today's priority. As a matter of fact, let's make it all new for you this hour. We even have a brand new touch of the familiar coming up in a bit. Here's Italian DJ producer Didgeridoo from Mediterraneo Tropical, his new album with Anca Belle Belle featuring Abu Diara from World Beat Canada Radio.
I'm gonna go to the
summer global vibes are heating up with tracks like that from Sinouj. It is Wak Dalali. That is a Tunisian hit remixed by Berlin's Voodoo Cuts. And Did You Do before that from Italy, and Anka Bele Bele featuring Abu Diara on Ngoni. This is Sonova. Andrew McPherson's Global Grooves project follows up Future Grateful with a forthcoming album called Frequent Flyer, and this track, Bond Trader, kind of 007 in flavor. It's Sonova, brand new music on World Beat Canada Radio. full of intrigue, ear candy from Sonova. That was Bond Trader. In the mix, more instrumental music from Empanadas Illegales from Vancouver, who blew the roof off the Hollywood Theater with the release of their new album Sankoko Trifasico, a debut of Bailecito de Mord. Some psychedelic cumbia for you straight ahead. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Cote. From far afield, that is Bajrak by Elena Baklava, celebrating the musical traditions of the Yoruks, who were nomads of Turkmen from the 14th century. Empanadas Illegales before that, I gotta tell you how heartening it was to see a room packed with young, beautiful people, polite and enjoying immensely instrumental psychedelic cumbia music. The future is bright. Next to Cabo Verde, we haven't heard anything from that archipelago of islands since Cesaria Vora passed away. Grupo Peon is a Luxembourg-based band who are taking the Cabo Verde Funana rhythms and updating them. Here's 20 Año. All new music this hour on World Beat Canada Radio.